opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think you are going to get a surprise or two, and I don't necessarily know if there's going to be enough people who are emotionally ready for the fact that it might be Tre'Davious White. I think that's a conversation where, if you think about the timing of the Tre'Davious White signing as a hedge against the acquisition of specific cornerbacks in the draft, we talk about these things going into the draft. We say things like, Brandon Bean doesn't want to go into the draft with holes, and so he wants to make sure he can take the best play available, so he patches those things in free agency. We say that, but then the inverse of that is, if you do that, then that means you're going to have superfluous numbers at specific positions.
Bruce Nolan on with us in the last hour, talking about the tight, compacted space of the cornerback room for the Buffalo Bills. And if that might mean, well, yeah, Trey White's back, but is it for long? That could be a question that might get an answer that people would not like, or and people would not be emotionally ready for. Because it's a nice little thing that Tre'Davious White is back. And for fans, it's a feel-good story. It absolutely is. Bring him back home. It's awesome. Fans were sad to see him go, and then even more sad to see him struggle when he was with the LA Rams. I do think that his play did stabilize a little bit with Baltimore, and maybe it is just he was a bad fit for the Rams defense, and he could be a little bit better than what he was to start the year last year. But will it be enough against a secondary that has a lot of youth influx into its roster? That is going to be a question for it. And I do think that there is going to be something to this. And it feeds a little bit into this question of who you'd expect to break out for the Bills this year and who are the players that need to break out this year. Because the rookies also count in this equation. Max Hairston, the first round pick, being a potential breakout candidate is also an answer. He could just be, from the word go, a fit for this team and a starter right away. Just because the last first-round corner didn't pan out doesn't mean that this one doesn't have to. Does Hairston beat out White for the second corner job? And if it's the case, does White stay on this team, or do the Bills give him an opportunity to try to start somewhere else? Those are questions that all will be answered eventually. But there is an interesting question that's burning through my head at this point. Who needs to be the breakout candidate? I feel like it's a pretty common answer amongst a lot of fans. The players that need to do it. The players that need to be a little bit more productive for the Bills to have a better season. You look at a couple of second-year players like Keon Coleman and Cole Bishop in particular. You look at Dalton Kincaid. Those are easy answers. Those are the answers that a lot of people are very commonly going to say. And then there are a couple that you think of that you're like, maybe these guys are just good and we're going to have ourselves a fun time watching them. And for me, that player is Elijah Moore. I think Moore makes too much sense. I think that it was a smart signing for both team and player. And to me, hilariously enough, that signing happens after a certain outburst happened on this station. They were already in talks about bringing in Moore. Then something happened. Some words were said, and then they signed the wide receiver. The timing on that couldn't have been funnier to me. I feel like it's like, all right, like maybe we didn't need to go in too hot on that. But it's still a statement of we're always looking to get better there too. And I think Moore is really a quiet candidate for a breakout season here. Like, there's all the talk about Josh Palmer, the signing, how he was very good analytically. Separation numbers and separation metrics are very good for Josh Palmer. But I think it's because there was a lot of chatter about him, where Moore now kind of, he joins the team late, and it screams that Leonard Floyd type signing. Though Leonard Floyd was much later into the offseason, oddly enough, a couple years ago. Bruce mentioning Greg Rousseau was actually a pretty good one there. Because a breakout can also mean going from good to great. And that got me thinking. Is there another player like that on this roster that can go from a really good player to a great one? We oftentimes will mention something about, or at least I will, I'll often mention where, you know, people use the word star or superstar or franchise. They throw the word out there a little haphazardly at this point in time, in this day and age of media. Can Greg Rousseau become a star player? Can he go from really good to a star? Can he go to being a threat to be a double-digit sack master every year? As long as Joey Bosa's healthy, you've got attention coming and being paid to the other side of the line. But he's the blindside attacker. Rousseau is. And that part is going to be imperative because the Bills are trying to tee him up for success to take that next step. See if there is a star player in this selection. And I love that answer, though, because I don't know if the Bills have another player like this. One that can go from a very good player to a star player. And I don't know if that means that the roster is just a collection of solid guys and we don't have a lot of this potential for that step up. I think Keon Coleman is one of those players that he could break into being a star player on this team. I think he's got the skill set. He clearly has the mentality for it. And if he and Josh Allen can get on the same page here in year two, I think Coleman really can be that kind of breakout candidate where his name does get thrown out around a little bit more with a little bit more weight to it with the impact that he would have on the offense. Because other than that, the Bills really do have a collection of just good players or really good players, a solid group. And then there's Josh Allen. James Cook, I will say, he teeters on that line of really good to potentially being a star player because he does have a lot of those big runs now. He like last year, that really was something that was a strength to his game was being able to flip the field a little bit, creating a big play, giving them a chance, or even just taking it to the house on big runs, 20 yards or more. And for Cook, there's a lot of motivation to that. Financially, there's a lot of motivation to, can he keep up what he did last year? Do you expect him to score as many touchdowns as he did last year? No. It'd be real unrealistic to think that 16 touchdowns is something that you can just assume happens for him. But can he do better than his career best of 1,122 yards on the ground? I'd say so. I would believe in that sort of thing. I feel like that's a fair assessment. A player who is consistently solid, and you have a chance in a contract year to step it up and really try to get a team to pay for your services to a point where, yeah, it'd be unfortunate to lose James Cook, but if you play yourself to a point where you absolutely price yourself out from the Bills, that is something that could happen this year as well. But I have a different answer here. Only in the sense of, I wonder if this player can be capable of this. And that's Dorian Williams. Williams showed to be growing even more into it, being more comfortable in this defense. He does seem to make a good amount of plays at this point. He makes a lot of tackles. He's a very aggressive player, athletic player at linebacker. And you have to start thinking about life without Matt Milano eventually. Milano is a player that does have some terrible luck with injuries. And you have to wonder if Williams will end up starting to take snaps away from Milano anyway. And if that's the case, can Williams make a case for himself as a longer-term option at linebacker, or at least for the next portion of time, the next couple of years? Can Dorian Williams be that breakout candidate to be the player that fans look at and go, it's okay if the Bills let go of Matt Milano. It'll hurt emotionally, but Dorian Williams can fill the need, fill the void. He can be the guy that is a lot more of that rangy athletic player. If that's a player that can make more plays and take the next step and see if he can sneak away some snaps from Matt Milano and see if he can cement himself a little bit here into a window with the Bills as a linebacker. Cole Bishop's another one, obviously, that people will need. If you go to the need category again, Bishop's one of those players that he absolutely has to. And it's not fair to have a lot of pressure like this as a second-round pick in the second year of his NFL career. But if he doesn't show more promise this season, the NFL is a cold business. So this is not just a for the Bills question for Cole Bishop. It is also for Cole Bishop and his NFL career. Not that he would be dismissed and like no team will touch him at that point, but it would certainly be nice to be a starter for the team that drafted you and be able to return that investment. But if he doesn't do well this year, the team will move on. It's a cold business. You're not a first-round pick, so there's not a lot of concern, or there's not as much concern, so to say, when it comes to cap restraints on moving on from a player like this. And he would still be able to finish his contract probably on the roster, but if you're already being moved on before year three, it's not a good sign for your career in the NFL. So Bishop needs this breakout season for Bishop. I would even say more than the Bills need the breakout season from Bishop. I think Bishop needs this more for himself. Because this defense that Sean McDermott had called for years and years, Bobby Babich takes over, it still predicates a lot on strong safety play. And when this team had the duo of Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer, the defense was dangerous on a weekly basis because they had the two of them as ball hawks on the back end. Poyer would be able to sneak into the box and lay the boom. But both of those guys were able to play as a ball hawking, go and get the football, go and create the breakups, be elite at diagnosing, recognizing coverages. And Bishop needs to show that he has a little bit of that potential to be a starting safety in the NFL. Because I know that a lot of fans will feel very uncomfortable if it's the same starting duo as it was last year between Taylor Rapp and DeMar Hamlin. you can't have a second round pick flop this quickly either if you're Brandon Bean. Because these are still high picks. You need to be making sure that you're getting that return on the investment, especially if, like, if neither Bishop nor Coleman end up taking that next step this year. It suddenly really does look like a little bit of egg on the face for the general manager. And again, fair or unfair, through year two, that's kind of the reality of the NFL. But I think Bishop really is that player for a lot of people. That's the biggest need. I would even say more so by a lot than Coleman. Because at wide receiver, you have options at this point. You sign Josh Palmer and Elijah Moore. Curtis Samuel coming into camp healthy will be a big deal. Khalil Shakir is Khalil Shakir. If Keon Coleman doesn't take that next step, I think the offense is still capable of moving on healthily. If Bishop doesn't step up, well, I don't know how comfortable fans feel about that. He at least needs to be able to be taking starting snaps and being part of a rotation at minimum. Bishop does. And again, it's not fair, but that sometimes is life in the NFL. It's a cruel business. It's very unforgiving. And it makes for a little bit of the uneasiness, in a sense. Kincaid is oftentimes one of these answers of players that you need to see take a step up this season for the Bills. And in talking to Bruce, there is something to that where it's, yeah, Kincaid's problem is also a little bit of a Josh Allen problem. And it's okay to say that. I don't know what it is between the two of them, but there's not really as much of a rapport there with Dalton Kincaid on those downfield throws, on plays like that, because the uncatchable target is there. That number is relevant to the situation. And yes, at the end of the day, you want to just be able to have a player produce. But it's okay to also say that Josh Allen has a hand in that. It's okay. The man makes the amount of money that you can nitpick at the quarterback, the MVP of the league, and say, yeah, it'd be nice if he was able to help utilize one of the more highly invested weapons that the team has. Does it ultimately matter? No. The man was the MVP last year. But it'd be nice if Allen found a way to get on a better track with Kincaid. It would be nice. That's all that is. But like Coleman, if Kincaid doesn't really pan out this year, there's enough around this offense in the passing attack that you can move on and move on comfortably. Knox is still on this roster. You have James Cook to catch passes as the outlet. Shakir, Coleman, Palmer, Moore, Samuel, like all those things I say about Coleman, I could say about Kincaid. There's options. It would just be nice. That's all you have to say about that. And that's really what this is all about at this point, is if it's really going to impact the team, if a player does not step up. That's why Bishop has got to be the answer for a player that needs to break out. Because you can get by without one of Coleman or Kincaid. Both would be a problem. But it would be nice if one of those two is able to step up and really have themselves that career season. Bishop, based on the position, the amount of depth at the position, or might I even say the lack of depth at the position, and the lack of investment elsewhere into the position means that they're banking on this to happen. Or at least they're banking on an answer to show up about Bishop. We need to know, and we need to know now. But we'll see. That's where the fun of all of this begins, is when everyone gets back together at St. John Fisher College and we get training camp underway. That's where the fun's going to begin. I can't wait for that. Make a couple drives down the 90, take in a Bills training camp, hang out in Rochester for the day. It's always fun to make a day out of that. And I know many of you would agree. It's tough to get tickets now.
I was about to say, do you like that the Bills are now doing a lottery system instead of just first come, first serve?
I don't know how I feel about it. And I think it's because I'm not involved.
Right.
I'm not involved in a lottery anymore at this point, which is nice. So I guess if I was involved, I'd be a little peeved that I'd have to rely on luck.
Yeah, I feel like I've gone to just the last training camp I went to last year was kind of meh. So it's not like something I need to go to again.
I mean, training camp is training camp. If you love it, you love it. If it's not really your thing, you're not really going to care. When it comes to watching practice. Because that's all you're doing is you're watching practice. But for some people, it's fun. And also, it's an excuse to get down the 90, hang out in Rochester for the day. I love going down to Rochester. I went 3 times for a playoff series between the Rochester Americans and the Laval Rocket. They only had 2 home games in that series, by the way. But it was just an excuse to just go down the 90 and get to Rochester for a day. And that's what training camp is at the end of the day as well. It's a chance for you to just go out there, take in the day, enjoy Rochester, have fun, and enjoy yourself. Take a time out, come back. We'll switch to hockey just so that I can get myself geared up to talk to Joe Yurden at 1 o'clock. My burning question for the Sabres today is, what happens if Adams doesn't get a lot done this offseason? And how long should his leash be if there's another season of inactivity? And also, I am going to hate doing this, but with free agency around the corner, we can look at a little bit of a distressing track record with Kevin Adams in free agency.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
As you said, yeah, it's only been a couple of days since the season ended. Take some time to regroup, talk to my agent a little bit and family and all that, and make some decisions whenever that time comes. But there's no rush on anything like that.
Connor McDavid with comments that totally won't give Edmonton fans anxiety at all. Yikes. Not yikes, but like, you just lost back-to-back Stanley Cup final appearances, and now you've got the best player in hockey, who just so happens to play on your team, with the biggest, with that said, in hockey's history, probably, when it comes to a little bit of uncertainty in terms of wanting to be in Edmonton long-term. I am interested about what happens there with Connor McDavid. He's got the rest of this next year to play the contract out and also get an extension. For Edmonton, this is kind of easy. Whatever Connor says, you do for a contract. But now the question is, what does he want? And a lot of that has to do with term. McDavid is McDavid, and his skill will not dissipate very quickly in the NHL. His playmaking ability is still off the charts. He's still one of the fastest skaters in the league. If he does a 3 or 4 year deal in Edmonton, it's not really the end of the world for the Oilers. And then he would still be able to go to free agency after that and get a Mondo contract from whoever else to play out the rest of his days. And it would still be good value. But it's very interesting to hear those comments from McDavid, especially because this free agency, for example, we're going to get a player of Mitch Marner's caliber in free agency. Could you imagine if we're talking a year from now and McDavid does not have an extension sign? You're talking about the best player in the league going to unrestricted free agency? First of all, that would be what a fumble by Stan Bowman and the Oilers for failing to build around Connor McDavid and not getting him some proper help with goaltending. They've made the past two finals with Stuart Skinner as their primary goaltender. He's not very good, I would say. But that's going to be an interesting saga to follow. And if there's something to that with a conversation I had with Chad DeDominicis yesterday, maybe a trend that is going to start to follow with shorter-term deals for some of the bigger names and big names in free agency, because then they could still come back and get another payday, try to structure it a little bit. And with free agency around the corner, there is something to what do the Sabres do in free agency? There are a lot of big names out there. There are a lot of players that could be for the taking. Obviously, I've started hoopla about Mitch Marner a long time ago, and I know how unrealistic it is. And I even kind of tried to change the face of the ideal of Mitch Marner, because the ideal is I want the Sabres to bring in somebody that is a big name to kind of try to inject some hope into the fan base again and also send the message that the team means business. We're not spending passively at this point this year. No, we're going to go and get somebody. And it can be through a trade or through free agency. It's kind of why I started gravitating toward Jason Robertson. But thanks to our old friend Jason Bottrell, that dream might be dead. Dallas yesterday, no, 2 days ago, trading Mason Marchment to Seattle for a couple of picks. So now Jason Bottrell decides to be a good general manager. Thanks. Really appreciate that. Not good, but now he makes a good move. I mean, he made a good move trading for Jeff Skinner. The bad move was signing him to a bloated extension where he wasn't really going to probably make that much. Anyway, in free agency, there's a lot of names out there from Mitch Marner to Brock Besser. Sam Bennett might get there. One of the three Florida Panthers, I'd probably say, gets there between Bennett, Brad Marchand, Aaron Ekblad. It would be hilarious and hysterical if Marchand ever signed with the Sabres. I doubt it happens. The Sabres aren't good enough. Marchand's having the time of his life hanging around with the Stanley Cup. I think he'd want to feel that again. But there's also players like Nikolaj Ehlers. Winnipeg may not be able to get him re-signed. John Tavares, I know that he wants to stay in Toronto. Vladislav Gavrikov, a defenseman with the Kings. I hope that Dante Fabbro tests free agency because that would be a really good get for any team that gets him. But Columbus has a lot of money that they can use to re-sign. But they also do have a choice there, Columbus, between Fabbro and Ivan Provorov on the blue line as well. It'll be interesting to see what happens when it comes to players that are retained before July 1st. It stinks that July 1st is so close and yet so far away. But to talk about free agency, there's also something that needs to be looked into. Kevin Adams in free agency. I'm glad that it's not for a lot of money that he often invests into free agency. The reason for that is because even on the lower end of additions, not many of them have panned out. And by not many, I mean more than I'm comfortable with, if I'm being entirely honest. It makes me happy that Adams is conservative in free agency. It's not a bad thing to be a little bit conservative in free agency, mostly because I look at Jim Benning in Vancouver, the Jim Benning days in Vancouver, where every year on July 1st, Vancouver, there's like this sound that comes from the Pacific Northwest, and it's Vancouver. And the sound is, oh my God, what did he do this time? And like it was almost every year that Benning would sign some bloated, ridiculous, nonsensical contract. And like, you just, like, everyone in Vancouver, it's that facepalm that just, like, oh my God, what happened now? What did he do this time? Adams has a Jim Benning-esque track record on a lower scale. And so Sabres source helped grab this information a couple days ago. Credit to them on Twitter for this. But it's a chart of, like, the highest total values of Sabres UFAs with Kevin Adams as the general manager since 2020. The most money in terms of total value of a contract that Adams has spent in free agency was a three-year deal worth $10 million for Connor Clifton. That is the most he has spent on a free agency contract. On one side, good. I don't want to have the ridiculously bloated contract of somebody that is an albatross at this point. We all saw it with the unfortunate effect of the Kyle Okposo deal. It was not through Tim Murray's fault at the time of signing. Okposo was a good player at that time and someone that was probably worth that contract in the moment that he signed it. Unfortunate events happened, injuries happened to where Okposo was a shell of himself, and you're looking at a $6.5 million player on the fourth line of Buffalo for the last 3 years of his contract. That's something that most fans of a hockey team should be very uncomfortable with. And I think there's going to be one or two of those kinds of contracts this year. The second most that Kevin Adams has spent in free agency was a one-year deal for Taylor Hall at $8 million. I don't think I need to go over that one with everyone. I don't want to wake up too many nightmares. But if you look at the total amounts, the top 10 contract totals that Kevin Adams has handed out in free agency, it is not an inspiring list. To a point where I think that Clifton is probably, is easily, not even probably, easily one of the better ones. Here are the top 10 in terms of total values since Kevin Adams has been a general manager with free agency signings. Connor Clifton, Taylor Hall, Ilya Lyubushkin, Jason Zucker, Cody Eakin, Sam Lafferty, Eric Comrie, Eric Johnson, Nicholas Aube-Kubel, and Dustin Tokarski. Ouch. By a lot. 2-year deals for Eakin and Lafferty and Comrie, those were all, we can call them what they were. They're unfortunate. The Comrie, it was, there was a good idea to it. It didn't work. Lafferty is going to be another fourth line for this team at $2 million again. Eakin was here. We'll call that what that was. But like Jason Zucker, it was a great free agent addition. And there should be a little bit more of the savvy of that kind of a deal. It makes me encouraged. Why? Because Zucker and Clifton are two of his more recent ones. Like when you mentioned Taylor Hall, that's the first year he took over as a general manager. And he took a swing. I respect it. It wasn't too big of a chance. It was only 1 year. But most of this list is definitely why you don't try to build a team through free agency. Ask Barry Trotz in Nashville how that went last year. Free agency is meant to be in the ultimate complementary market. And some teams typically will ignore that. That's why I'm overall happy that he's not as aggressive in free agency. A, because the track record's not too great, even with the lower end deals. But B, more importantly, he has not been burned on an albatross of a contract. And yes, the Sabres still haven't made the playoffs in 14 years, but could you imagine having this and then having like a David Clarkson contract, for example? That would be a devastating thing for a team. Like even the end of the Jeff Skinner contract, for example. Like that one hurt, and the Sabres are now feeling the effects of it again. Because the buyout with the Skinner deal, next year that's going to be a $6.4 million cap hit on the team for a player who's not here. This year it's $4.4 million. That's a sizable chunk. That's close to the value of the last year of Alex Tuck's deal. Are you kidding? So it makes me feel better that Kevin Adams has not been aggressive in free agency. But I do think the depth signings need to be a little bit better. We can call that for what that is. I am very interested in what's going to happen though on July 1st because that is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of chaos because we haven't seen something like this situation since 2017. 2017 is where it is the Oposo free agency, Milan Lucic. There's a lot of these guys that end up, Louis Erickson. There were so many bad deals that were thrown around. Andrew Ladd. Like there were a lot of these. David Backes. Too many bad free agency contracts from that 2017. And that was because the cap went up. Teams had more money to spend, and they did it with a little bit of reckless abandon. That's what's going to happen now this year. For the first time since the pandemic, the cap is going up in the NHL. And I am ready for one of these teams to drink a little bit of that, of the punch, the stupid juice, as I call it, and a contract gets handed out that should have no business being handed out. I can't wait for that. Even if it happens here, mostly because that means that the Sabres did something excitable. Even if it's like, yeah, we paid Sam Bennett $10 million a year. You did what? I'm glad that he's here, but like, what? So there's a little bit of fear with free agency, but at the same time, the amount of players that may be available, the amount of shifts in the dynamic of the league, that is going to be fun with a salary cap increase. We'll wrap up our number two coming up next here. Joe Yurden joining us at the top of the hour at 1 o'clock here on WGR.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back. Wrapping up hour number two here on Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer here with you on a bleeping awesome day out there. I don't know if there's a better way to describe it. It's just really nice out. It's warm, but it looks nice. And you take that, though. You have fun with it no matter what is out there, but hey, you know what? I know a lot of people will say it's a bleeping awesome day. So have fun with it. Coming up, we'll talk to Joe Yurden. We'll recap the series that was, the comments from like Connor McDavid, everything like that. Of course, the Sabres with their offseason, as everything has begun at this point. And I'm kind of curious about one thing. And that is something Brayton Wilson brought up yesterday on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. buying out Matias Samuelsson. He and Paul talked about this in the last segment of their show. And the one thing that I know, and I would agree with Paul on, is Terry Pegula probably wouldn't love the idea of paying for a player over the next 10 years. However, Samuelsson would count only $714,000 on the cap. It would be for the next 10 years. But it would also be for less than the veteran minimum contract that you can get in the National Hockey League. I think it's actually less than an entry-level deal now, too. Unlike the Jeff Skinner buyout, where there's still going to be millions on the cap for several years. The problem is you can't convince an owner to do this over 10 years when you've already got the buyout for Jeff Skinner. That said, could there be maybe a little bit of a middle ground? Because I don't think that Matias Samuelsson being a Sabre is best for the team going forward. However, the $4.285 million cap hit by each year, there could be a trade where there's salary retention, which is kind of the same premise. And you'd be able to try to get something back. I think Samuelsson's time as a Sabre should be done. But a buyout is kind of hard to convince for 10 years worth. And this is also the last chance that the Sabres can buy him out at a third of his total contract cost. We'll see how creative they get. But now we're starting to see moves around the league. I think it's high time that we started hearing something from the Buffalo Sabres soon enough, as we are 1 week from the draft. Day one, Friday night. Day two will be, well, here on a Saturday. And we'll be able to cover all that. Joe Yurden coming up next here as Sports Talk Saturday rolls along. Here on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.